Let's talk about Meta and the FTC. And this is an interesting story that came across. I got wind of this last week and really wanted to talk about it. So Meta, or Mark Zuckerberg's Meta, wants to buy a company called Within. Within has a virtual reality fitness app. The FTC is stepping in and potentially saying no. Joining us now to talk about this now, economics professor Brian Albrecht. Brian, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, man?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
No, glad to have you on. I've been teasing the segment all morning, I've been saying I'm going to let you spell this out because I know every time I read it and try to retell the story, I'm butchering it. So walk me through what's going on, and we'll get to the why and the how in a minute.
So Meta, as you said, is trying to acquire a bunch of companies, actually. They have this idea of making the metaverse, you know, a virtual reality thing, this life that you can live on online. And let's put aside for a second whether it's going to happen or what our expectations are, but Meta wants to do that. Mm-hmm. Mark Zuckerberg wants to do that. Okay, and that requires a lot of parts, including having hardware, the visors and the gloves, stuff like that, and also software like apps. And so they're trying to acquire a few app companies to kind of push that forward. And one of those is Within, which is a fitness app, which is something that Meta hasn't quite done yet because fitness is different than video games. And so they acquired them, or they're trying to acquire them. Last month, we had a preliminary injunction, which means the FTC is just trying to block it for now until they go to the full trial.
So why does the FTC want to block this?
So two reasons. One is, this is maybe my cynical take, they're trying to go after big tech. The chair of the FTC, Lina Khan, has been famous for critiquing big tech. That's been kind of her thing since law school. Okay. A more serious thing is they're trying to stretch antitrust to incorporate what are called vertical mergers. So if one company acquires someone else involved in the supply chain, okay, and so instead of direct competitors, so instead of blocking Kroger merging with another supermarket, they would block Kroger from acquiring a distribution center or something like that. Now, the reason that this is something that they want to do is that within the tech world, you're seeing a lot of these non-horizontal mergers, but something more like a vertical merger. So Google back in the day acquires YouTube. Mm-hmm. That they're not direct competitors. It's not that YouTube had a search engine qua search engine, but they were kind of related, as in search on Google could be related to search on YouTube. And so the FTC, along with a lot of other friends within Congress, are trying to stretch antitrust to also deal with those kinds of things because they believe they're problematic.
Okay, let's start with the big tech side, or the attack on big tech side. This is going to be a new world for us to walk into because, yeah, we've seen it escalate very, very quickly. When the FTC steps in, if it's for that, and you call that your cynical argument there, but if it is for that, is this the FTC trying to get out in front of future battles as well?
It's trying to get out in front of future battles. It's also, I think, trying to signal to Congress whether these things can work or whether they need new legislation in order to go after that. Mm-hmm. Congress, including people like Senator Amy Klobuchar, want to write bills to go after big tech. And some opponents of those bills say, hey, we can do it with the world as is. With the legislation we already have, the FTC can do that. And so it's kind of a win-win situation for the FTC if they – you know, if they take down Facebook in this case, they win. If they lose, they can try to go back to Congress and say, hey, we don't have the powers to do this. The courts are saying no, pass whatever legislation that you can.
Is this a matter of Mark Zuckerberg's an easy target here? I mean, there's a lot of people that just aren't going to like him and aren't going to care if the FTC steps in and shuts him down or shuts down a deal like this.
I think it's not random that the first big case under Chair Khan is Facebook. Absolutely. Even though she made her name for going after Amazon, you know, Amazon gives you packages in 2 days. Zuckerberg is this, you know, guy who collects all your information and, you know, it's making your kids depressed with social networks or something like that. It's a much more easy political target.
Talk with Brian Albrecht about the FTC looking to shut down the deal where Meta acquires Within. Meta acquires a company that owns a VR fitness app. I believe it's called Supernatural is the app itself. Now, some of the testimony said, if I read it right, that the reason the FTC doesn't want this to happen is it would limit competition. Brian, as I look through this, I don't see how this lowers the number of competitors in the field. The number of competitors in this space would remain exactly the same, would it not?
That's a great point, and that's what makes this different than blocking a standard merger between two competitors that already exist. The FTC is pushing an argument that if but for acquiring Within, Meta would make its own fitness app. So the FTC is saying, oh, let's block this. In 5 years, we will have both Within and Meta's fitness app. And therefore, in the future, if we block it, we'll have two competitors. If we don't block it, we'll only have one. And the problems with that is it assumes a sort of, you know, vision into the future that the FTC does not have, and none of us have. And I think Facebook made a pretty clear case in their testimony that, you know, this is just such a gamble. It's so, to make a big hit app, Meta just doesn't have the resources to do that. Within struck lightning within this small field. You know, it's still a small field. It's not that big of a game, mm-hmm. but Within is the big player. And so they already succeeded. So why try to gamble from start for Meta? So they're trying to acquire someone who already exists.
Okay, how close was Meta to walking into this field? Because I think that does play some relevance into the FTC's argument is, how close were they to getting there? Because if you're ready to launch and then someone else comes along the way and says, wait, we could scrap all this and save a couple dollars if we just buy somebody else up. So where were they in the process?
That's a great question, and that's really what the case is going to hinge on. The FTC is claiming that they were basically ready to go, and Facebook Meta is saying, no, that's ridiculous. And I'm siding with Facebook on this. The best evidence that the FTC put forward was a series of emails where they thought, hey, maybe we could team up with Peloton, the bike, you know, the bike and app company. Mm-hmm. It was a few internal emails. They never ran it past Peloton. It never got up to the top executives within Meta. There was a few people within the VR space talking about it, and they killed it. They said, no, this isn't going to work, and they didn't move forward. So to my reading of the evidence that was put forward, it, you know, it's one of these speculative ideas. People and companies are supposed to come up with ideas, throw them out, get them shot down. And wasn't kind of the really we expect them to enter within a few years. Usually within antitrust, the entry condition is within, I think, 5 years. Like, can we reasonably expect a competitor, in this case Facebook, to enter within 5 years? If we can't expect that, there is an entry and competition is hurt. Mm-hmm. If we can't expect that, entry will kind of solve competition problems we're worried about.
Economics professor Brian Albrecht's our guest. We're talking about his column, the FTC's misguided case against Meta. Okay, Brian, I'm going to like dumb this down into like possibly the basest terms possible. If me and a couple of my buddies are sitting around saying, hey, we should open a bar. And then we look at it and we decide instead we're going to buy an existing bar. Are we doing exactly what the FTC is accusing Facebook of doing?
I think at one level, absolutely. I think it's a very mundane business decision. Do we buy something or do we make something? And in both cases, you know, both the Meta case and your bar case, I think we should kind of have some deference towards companies. Now, there is something that makes Facebook fundamentally different than you and your buddies at a bar, and that's the possibility that they could somehow limit competition in some other way. Okay, that there is additional concerns when these big companies do it because they can cut off resources for other companies maybe, mm-hmm. and that's something that we just don't deal with in the small case. So, for example, you know, if two restaurants decide to merge, just in a small town, the FTC is not going to go after that.
Right.
But two big companies merge, they will. And even so, at one level, they are the exact same behavior, two companies merging. You know, because they're big, because they have a chance of monopolization, the FTC is going to treat those differently. And I think that's fair.
Got one or two more for Brian Albrecht talking about the FTC looking to shut down a deal where Meta, owners of Facebook, would purchase Within, owners of the fitness app, the VR fitness app, Supernatural. Brian, how much of the FTC's job is to look at what is, and how much of the FTC's job is to look at what potentially could be?
That's a great question, and that is what makes this case a little bit different than others, is because so much of the case is hinging on what could be. But that actually exists in every case. So the DOJ tried to block, or actually they're successful at blocking two big publishing companies from merging. And the whole argument hinges on what could be in the future. We have to make predictions about, you know, what will happen with the merger, what will happen without the merger. So it doesn't matter what happened in the past. We're thinking about the future. Policy affects the future. And so it's kind of inevitable that you have to look for the future on any of these. But I think it's a little bit more of a stretch in this small market. This is an industry that is just growing. It's just starting. This book publishing has been kind of stale for however long, you know. And so I think it takes a bigger leap of faith to put trust in those estimates that anyone is going to put forward in the Meta Within case versus the, you know, the book publishing.
Last one before I get you out of here. Has Facebook's or Meta's track record given them the reputation that everyone is their competitor?
That's another good question. Yeah, I think that's part of where the FTC is coming from, that these big tech companies are trying to get into so many things that potentially basically everyone is their competitor. And so if you're trying to come up with a VR world, you're competing with video games, you're competing with Zoom, you're competing with all sorts of entertainment, you know. And so on one side, that means that, oh, Meta can't really control the market. At the same time, that also means that everyone that Meta tries to acquire is a competitor, and so therefore it's kind of inherently anti-competitive and we need to worry about it. And so it kind of cuts both ways, that these big tech companies, you know, Google included, Amazon, that they stretch so far into so many different industries compared to, again, go back to book publishing, you know, Penguin Random House is not going to open up a search engine anytime soon.
Right. Right. Yeah, there's definite lines there. With Meta, the lines get blurred very, very quickly. All right, less than 60 seconds to go. Handicap this for me. How do you think it's actually going to play out?
I think they'll get the preliminary injunction, which just means that then they'll be paused, and then they'll go through the full case. After that, I don't think that they'll be successful, the FTC be successful. I think it's too much of a stretch based on precedent. I think the arguments that they put forward are too weak. It's too much of a conjecture. And courts have proven to be kind of deferential to precedents and what other courts have said. And other courts have not been friendly to this kind of challenge.
Let me squeeze one more minute out of you because I keep having more come up along the way.
Absolutely.
I asked you about Mark Zuckerberg, if the opinion of Zuckerberg plays into this. I got to ask you, the flip side of that is, does the understanding and or give a damn about the virtual reality world play into it as well, just by the general public?
Yeah, I think it's part of this general skepticism towards Meta, what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah. In a way that, you know, if they went after YouTube is wildly popular. Yep. And they tried to mess around with YouTube, people would lose their minds. They wouldn't want to do that. But for some reason, it may be valid, maybe not. Zuckerberg is a little bit different. You know, he's got this VR video of him that's a little bit creepy. And so the margin, it doesn't hurt. Okay, it's very creepy.
There you go. He is Brian Albrecht. Man, we appreciate the time and the information. Thanks for spelling it out for us, man.
Hey, thanks so much.